Closing clinics and a wave of legislative restrictions in the past year have made it harder for women in the Ohio Valley to get an abortion. Half of Ohio's clinics have closed. Kentucky and West Virginia each have a single remaining clinic. As Mary Meehan of the Ohio Valley Resource reports, advocates for reproductive rights are working to help women overcome the growing barriers.
Pink hats, pink t-shirts, and pink posters filled the rotunda at the Kentucky State Capitol recently as several hundred chanted and cheered for reproductive health care.
My name is Marcy Krim, and I'm the executive director of Kentucky Health Justice Network.
Krim was the MC during the hour-long event, but she knows the hardest work is solitary and done out of the spotlight.
We have 40 volunteers who work the hotline and drive crisscross across Kentucky driving folks.
Krim says her network's hotline gets more than 36 calls a week. Most women need financial help or transportation. She says the volunteers are also always on alert.
So there are so many folks that, you know, our transport volunteers pick up, and they're in an abusive relationship, and so their partner cannot know that they're pregnant or that they're going to get an abortion, and so we have to pick them up in front of an abandoned home or a gas station.
The nonprofit Guttmacher Institute focuses on reproductive research, and data from 2017 showed a sharp increase in restrictive abortion laws. Krim says those laws build on stigma and silence women who choose abortion. She says she often talks about her own abortion, and the response is always the same.
If I say, you know, I've had an abortion, they're like, oh my gosh, oh my God, me too.
Krim says elected officials often tell her people don't get abortions in rural areas, and Governor Matt Bevin cited more restrictive abortion laws among the legislative successes of 2017.
We've passed a lot of pro-life legislation, but I'll tell you what, the vast majority of Kentuckians care about this tremendously. It's why when pro-life legislation did come through the legislature this year, you saw it being passed with 80-plus percent margins, Republicans and Democrats alike.
Nicole is a volunteer for the Health Justice Network. She couldn't disagree more. She works with several women at a time to help them get reproductive health services.
So I have three active cases right now. Pretty straightforward case. I have a woman who... She has a six-hour round trip.
Nicole asked we not use her full name because of what she calls the zealotry of the opposition. She says an abortion in Louisville is about $800, and lodging and travel add hundreds more. Nicole says the new laws Bevin applauds increase the price and decrease the access, especially for middle and low-income women.
All these little laws have been passed, like the ultrasound law, the bans, the fact that they can't take Medicare funding, they can't take insurance. You know, they've been sequestered into this corner where they don't have any other options than to pass every single one of those costs on to the patient.
Chris France runs Preterm, Ohio's largest abortion provider. She says diminishing access is pushing abortion organizations to strengthen their message.
One of the things that we're trying to do is change the national conversation on abortion because so many women get abortions.
Billboards with slogans like In the Silence, In the Shame are going up across Ohio and around the country. France says the conversation won't change soon, but she says it will change.
You know, we're in this for the long game.
And 45 years after the Supreme Court decided Roe v. Wade, there's still a long fight ahead. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Frankfort, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.